Thank you, Chair. In line with other speakers, we would also like to commend you for the manner in which you have chosen to conduct our work, which makes us engage on these important questions. So we really appreciate that opportunity. We would also like to share some comments on the questions that you have put forward on the screen. But first, before some general observations on the exercise that we are engaging in terms of definitions. I would like to recall, I think it was stated by Ambassador D'Amico last year when we were engaging on this very question, that the definitions are helpful as long as they are helpful. So it's important that we remain very closely tied to that thought process, that if we are engaging in this exercise of characterizations and definitions, they need to be very closely wedded to the governance framework, or in this case, prohibitions or regulations which will be followed after this. Secondly, I think an important principle, that an important parameter that we established in our previous conversations while having this discussion on characterization and definition, was this technology-proof nature of this conversation, and that was also endorsed in the report that we adopted last year in the paragraph 20 of the 2023 GGE report. And that is why we believe that definition on physical characteristics of these weapon systems may run the risk of not being technology proof. So we support the capability and functional approach that is also in line with the existing examples of the convention and protocols in Protocol 3, Protocol 4, and Protocol 1 as well. Now, on the questions on the bullets that appear on the screen, our delegation also sees merit that we need to be very clearly talking about directly about the weapon systems when we try to characterize them. So in essence, we can support the formulation that has just been put forward by the distinguished delegate of the Philippines on this count. On the issue of, in the third bullet, we note that we have used in our previous reports the qualifiers, the characteristics of identification, selection, and engagement of targets. So that is certainly preferable for our side. We also believe that when we talk about application of force, we don't need additional qualifiers. And I think this point of view is also very lucidly put forward by ICRC in their submissions as well, in terms of what kind of challenges in compliance of IHL could arise from these weapon systems that are not necessarily linked to lethality of application of force, but are also needed in all other cases, for instance, in terms of causing injuries from these weapon systems. Lastly, Mr. Chair, we also favor the approach in terms of without further human intervention, but as long as it is being described as a characteristic of these weapon systems. We also endorse this point of view that when we talk about the human control or the notion of meaningful human control, that is a notion that we would need to revisit in the context of prohibitions and regulations that we will address later on. But as of now, when we are talking about the characteristics, we believe that without the need of further human intervention during the critical functions of any weapon systems, that could be used as a main characteristics of these weapon systems. Thank you.